We're in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Dalet. We're sort of ish in Se'iv Bet. We've been going back and forth about a lot of the different pieces of Megillas Yomim in the morning. We mentioned that it's really complicated in its presentation in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch, the Raman, the Mishnah Berurah tend to jump back and forth between the different reasons for Megillas Yomim. What we're going to do is, what we're going to talk about today, we talked about so far, when in the morning one is supposed to wash the Yisidayim, that one should wash the Yisidayim with a bracha, one time on each hand minimally, which is totally fine, labriyut, one time on each hand, right before they go and daven, meaning after they've used the bathroom for the last time, touched any covered part of their body for the last time in a way that would require them to wash. Then that last time, right before they daven, that should be when they should wash the Yisidayim with a bracha before they daven shachar, slabriyut. We talked about how to wash the hands, that it should be hold the cup in the right hand, move it to the left hand, hold the cup while it's being filled in the right hand, move it to the left hand, and then pour once on the right and then once on the left. Lechatchila all the way up to the wrist, bidyevet even up to the knuckles is fine, and that's why also in a situation where there's an issur rechitza, like on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, that's why we only wash up to the knuckles, because that still fulfills the requirement, and we have the competing requirement of not washing on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But let's talk about how to wash for Ruach Ra. Right, we talked about our first washing in the morning is when we get up, we want to immediately or as quickly as possible remove the Ruach Ra'a from our hands. So we go to the bathroom, we run into the bathroom, and we want to get rid of the Ruach Ra'a. So how do we do that? So we said you would never, ever, ever say a bracha on an atila that's just for Ruach Ra'a. That is 100%. You would never say a bracha on an atila that's just for Ruach Ra'a. Just for Ruach Ra'a, we'll get there. Just for Ruach Ra'a. One wouldn't do that. So you go to the bathroom and you wash on each hand. How do you wash? Let's take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan. Yud. So the requirement of washing until the wrist, lechatchila and the knuckles, b'dievet, would still apply. Right? That's the same thing. That's how you wash, period. But take a look at Sif Yud. It says, Shalosh Pamim. We read in the Shulchan Aruch, I guess a couple weeks ago at this point, we can see in the Shulchan Aruch up top, let's just read Se'if Bet up top very quickly. Yedaktik la'arot aleihem amayim shalosh pa'amim. One should wash each hand three times. La'avir ruach ra shashor aleihem. To remove the ruach ra that's on one's hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud, Vafilu shofei harbe bepa'am echad eno mo'il. Even washing, let's say you dump a lot of water on each hand, can that take the place of washing each hand three times? The answer is no. There's a specific procedure here. We're dealing with things that are a little bit more spiritual in nature. We're dealing with the concept of removing ruach ra'a, some sort of evil spiritual reality that's on your fingertips. We're already in a totally different realm. And so too, the procedure for removing it has more specific pieces to it, where the answer for us in the halacha shir is kacha, right? This is how we do it, and this is the way that it's done, and that's just the way that it goes, and this is the procedure based on the spiritual realities for removing ruach ra. So dumping a lot on each hand is not going to work. Ki ena ruach ra holech ela b'shalosh pa'amim. The only way to get rid of ruach ra is by washing three times on each hand, specifically in an alternating fashion. Dehainu pa'am achat al yidei yamin v'achar kach al yad smol ad shalosh pa'amim b'seirigin, that you wash once on the right, once on the left, three times in an alternating fashion. So right, left, right, left, right, left. That's the minimal way to get rid of ruach ra from the hands. Uvesefer maserav, so the Gra writes, arba pa'amim, one should wash four times. Why? Shalosh pa'amim la'avir ruach ra, the three times that are the definite requirement to remove the ruach ra. V'aravid la'avir ha'mayim shitme'u. And then what happens then? You're taking the ruach ra, this negative spiritual energy that's on your hands, and you're getting rid of it by pouring three times. Once you're done with the three times, you've successfully gotten the ruach ra out off of your hands, but where is it? Where does it go into?
To the sink.
What's getting it into the sink? The water, so it's actually on the
water.
Water. Where's the water?
Hands.
On your hands. So the Gra says, meaning if you use washing three times to get the ruach ra out of your hands,
yeah.
You, the third time you get out of the hands, but it's then sitting in the water that's on your hands. You don't want that ruach ra water on your hands either. So the Gra says that one should preferably wash a fourth time to then just get rid of the ruach ra water from sitting on your hands. Yes, the ruach water. To get rid of that from your hands.
So do we hold by that or not?
The Gra said it. Kedai. Meaning, if you only wash three times, you certainly have what to rely on. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Pshat. But the Gra is a heavy hitter. If the Gra says to do it a fourth time, preferably Lechatchila, I think one should do it a fourth time. It's not like it's that big. Not even like a serious chumrah like this. You know, you're already. It's just a matter of dumping one more time on each hand. It would definitely be recommended. But I'm not going to say it's an absolute requirement because.
What about drying your hands and you just take the water off?
Right. So that could be related to the conversation in Seif Aleph as to whether or not drying one's hands would then be required or not. Theoretically, yeah, that should be okay. But again, if the Gruss said that the best way to do it is to wash a fourth time, I would recommend just washing the fourth time. Tof. Tzarich li zaher lenashim. Women should be careful. She's aruba nitzalat yadayim shalosh pamim besirin kama anashim. It's just as much a requirement for women as for men. V'gam heim mitaknot ha'machalim. At that time, they were definitively the primary ones to prepare the food. I just was talking means to fix, but it means here prepare. To prepare the food, shelo yit me'u b'yidehem. To make sure, and we'll talk about this in a second, that they would not. Cause the food to have ruach ra in it by touching it with their ruach ra hands. We'll come back to that in a second. Gamish their shakatanim itlu yidehem b'shacharit. Also, children should wash their hands. Netilat ha'am shacharis ki nogim b'machal. Again, there seems to be a great fear here of touching food when there's still ruach ra on one's hands.
How old are the children supposed to be?
Excellent. We'll get to that in the Achronim. Uvenigiat akum ma'achalim b'lon nitzalat yadayim ein lachosh. One shouldn't have to worry about a non-Jew who doesn't wash their hands. D'lo mekapel tuma, because their hands will not be mekapel tuma. Let's read Gimel and just see the Mishnah Berurah on Gimel, and then we'll tie it all together. Okay? Gimel up top in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yiga b'yado kodem etila lepe v'lo lachotem v'lo lo'oznayim v'lo le'inayim. Before one... one should not touch with one's hands before washing. And the Tilas Adam take rid of Ruach Ra. They shouldn't touch their mouth, or their nose, their nostrils, or their ears, or their eyes.
It's hard not to.
What?
It's really hard not to.
It is very hard not to. Correct.
Like your first thing you want to do. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have stuff in your eyes.
Yeah. Run right to the bathroom, get the ruach ra off, and then it's all fair game. There seems to be a fear of touching basically any orifice, which if we read Siman Sif Katan Sif Dalet as well, that's just emphasized. Afilu mishnatal yadav, and even if one does wash their hands, lo yimash misviya tabat tamid, one should never touch their backside at any point after they've used the bathroom. That's just good practice, but he's saying that in this context because one definitely should not touch that area in the front or in the back after they use the bathroom if they haven't yet watched the Tzadayim, because the emphasis here is one shouldn't touch one's orifice, any orifice of one's body before washing Tzilas Yadayim. That's a very big deal. Because even if one did wash one's hands, that's just not a good idea because it could bring one to have physical difficulties if they were to touch that area of themselves after they use the bathroom. Now, one can wipe oneself, but not to touch that area. One should not touch an area where one has done bloodletting, which we don't do nowadays anyway. Because that will hurt the wound. But also, again, emphasizing here again that would be considered an opening in the body. No, and then with bloodlet, you had like a legit hole in your body from where the blood would come out. But the idea is he's saying, even if one washes one's hands, one shouldn't touch those areas. But definitely, if one hasn't washed one's hands, one shouldn't touch them. Why? Because any hole, any opening in the body, one should make sure not to touch. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll tie all the pieces together. Kodem Tila, before one washes one's hands, Yud Aleph. Because the ruach ra on a person's hands can hurt these parts of a person's body. One shouldn't touch one's eyes. No. If before one washes one's hands, but this is gonna hurt. This is gonna be more difficult for you even when you wake up in the morning, based on what you said before. He says, "Veishli zehrafil al gabe einav mibachutz imef shalo." One should also even be machmir not to touch one's eyelids. Yeah, before one washes netilas yadayim shachris. Tof. So let's pull some of the pieces here together. The idea here is there are two primary things that we're worried about with Ruach Ra. We don't want the Ruach... Well, there is one primary thing we're worried about with Ruach Ra. We don't want Ruach Ra to get back into the body. whatever this negative spiritual energy was that came into your body leaves through your fingertips and leaves some sort of spiritual residue on your fingertips. We don't want that to get back into our bodies. The two ways, al pi halacha, that the ruach ra can get back into our bodies is if we literally inject it back in, if you touch any orifice, right, and put it back in, you can put it back into your body. So one should not do that. The other issue is that if one touches one's food, it can transfer to food, and then when you then eat the food that you transfer the ruach ra to, you're putting that ruach ra back into your body once again. So those are the two things to be careful about, not to touch an orifice and not to touch food. So that gets into the preparation of food. So that's why, you know, there's an emphasis on making sure that you wash your hands immediately, is because you're likely to touch an orifice, or you're likely to certainly to touch some sort of food. Seder. And there's a lot of people who bring down, won't go through all the shittas now, in terms of the negative things that can come about for a person who does do these things. It's not good. You want to keep the ruach ra. You want to keep the ruach ra out.
Wait, how long does it last?
The ruach ra? Until you wash three times. There's no other way to get rid of it. And we'll even talk about like different permutations of like, what if you have no water? Can you put your hand into a bucket three times? Can you put your hand into this three different areas of snow? Can you put your hand into a river three times? Like, he's going to go through even different permutations. Like, what happens if you don't have? But like, the assumption there being is whatever the parameters are, the ruach ra will not go away until you remove it.
What if a person doesn't have babies? Listen, why does the ruach ra go?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Say, what'd you say?
I don't know.
A person that hands, where is it?
I don't know.
Where's the ruach ra like coming from? Like where? Like,
it's leaving your body out through the fingers. So that's why, again, it's for sure going to go. It's going to be sitting from the knuckles out. That's why, so even b'dieved, you have to at least hit to the knuckles.
It goes out there.
It leaves from the farthest extremity of the body. Meaning, right, if it's being pushed out of the body, it's going to leave from the farthest extremity of the body.
If you touch anything, like most people, they wake up the person, they touch their phone, see the time.
Right, so that would be okay. Again, if it's not an orifice and it's not food, it's fine. Again, you're also going to touch your bed when you lift yourself up to get out. You're going to touch the doorknob. Like, those are all okay. Also, by the way, this was...
I don't have to be worried about germs. I also have to be worried about ruach ra.
Just, again, the first thing you're doing when you get up is you're running to the bathroom and getting rid of the ruach ra. It's a very short amount of time to worry about ruach ra.
If you have ruach ra, you don't want to touch anything.
I'm with you. I run to the bathroom immediately because I want to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Here's something that I used to freak out about, though, is what happens if somebody else didn't wash their hands and you say hello and you shake their hand? What happens if a child and they didn't wash their hand? Can you end constantly spreading on ruach ra? So Ravadi Yosef Pastins and Yabia Omer Dalet Aleph, that you don't have to wash your hands after touching someone else's hands that didn't wash the Zidane, that's not a valid transfer. The only valid transfer is to food or through an orifice.
So people's food, like...
What if someone didn't wash and touched your food?
So that's the issue that comes up with children. That's one of the main reasons why the Mishnah Berurah just said that one should make sure to wash a child's hand. The question that came up is from what age? Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins and Alichot Shlomo Zayin Yud Gimel, that he brings a Shulchan Aruch Harav that you don't need to wash a child's hands until he's Gil Chinuch. Mm-hmm. Whatever Gil Chinuch may or may not be. One doesn't need to wash one's hands until a child's hands until Gil Chinuch. As opposed to that, and this is what I've heard, I know many people who are Machmir on this, Rav Nevin Saul Paskins, that you should wash their hands as soon as they're able to touch any opening in their own body. That's basically from a few days old. Correct. So, you know, even, and like, this isn't even in theory. When, with Aliza, every morning we would take Aliza from when she was an infant and bring her to the sink and we'd wash her hands over the sink. Because Ruach Ra is a big deal.
Child,
right? I want to keep ruach ra out of her body. I'm worried about my daughter.
We have a question.
Yes.
What if like you wake up in the middle of the night?
Good question. Okay, so we'll get to that in 1 second, because we didn't deal with what do you do if you wake up in the middle of the night. We did that in the other chabura, but we'll get to that in 1 second. We're not going to get to your question today. We'll get to it next time. But we'll get to it next time. So same thing with a non-Jew. So again, if you shouldn't eat food from a person who prepared food and didn't wash their hands. You shouldn't touch food without having washed your hands. And a child, you should keep away from food until you wash their hands as well. But again, one does not need to worry about a non-Jew. You presumably non-Jews are not washing the Tilas Yadayim every morning when they go to work in whatever restaurant they're working in. So how do you eat food that a non-Jew is serving to you in a kosher restaurant. I didn't feel that a non-Jewish waiter is serving to you. That was what the Mishnah Berurah was clarifying in the bottom with pointing out that if they can't be tahor, they can't be tamei. If they can't be pure, they can't be impure. So you don't have to worry about impurities by a non-Jew. If it's a Jewish person, you have hope and assume that they wash the hands until it's time three times in each hand. What was the last question that we didn't get to?
Middle of the night.
We will start next time with the procedure of the middle of the night, meaning just what to do. We'll very quickly just run through. It's based on all of the principles that we've said so far. It'll kind of pull a lot of things together, and then go forward to other issues in Tehillat Yadayim next time. Shkoach, everybody.